Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, no. We can't do that, man. No.
The impeachment rhetoric continues to ramp up. Let's get some analysis from a professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee, Mark Rush. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thank you.
So the White House has sent a letter that they're not going to cooperate. How long can they get away with that?
I guess as long as they want to. What you have here is a full-blown political crisis in Washington, potentially a constitutional one. And so we'll see at this point. I think Trump opened the door overnight after sending that letter by saying, look, if Pelosi organizes a vote and a process and a proper set of rules of inquiry, he'll cooperate. So although he hasn't been one to play ball with Congress at all throughout most of his presidency, he's really sort of thrown in the bone, because if Pelosi can just simply organize this, it shouldn't take too much time among the Democrats. Have a vote, call for the impeachment inquiry, and set up the rules. He'll have to cooperate by his own words. So we'll see how this goes. It's really a question. It's a test now of Pelosi's capacity to get that vote through the House.
Have the Democrats in any way overplayed their hands?
I don't know. Let's see. I think, to the extent that this impeachment inquiry could fail, then they risk overplaying their hand, which is why I think at this point they need to be so careful, assemble clear rules and a clear process of inquiry, and really have a bulletproof, watertight case. And we'll see. I mean, they have raised impeachment throughout the Trump presidency and really sort of debased its power as a result of that. But now they really, sort of raise the ante by calling for an inquiry. So have the inquiry, do the investigation, and see if he should be impeached. And, that they will either win or lose on that. If they lose, they're in serious trouble, though. This could basically solidify Trump and really put them in a terrible position of looking, beyond partisan, but essentially, incompetent. I mean, if you call for an impeachment inquiry, you better have your ducks lined up, and it's just not clear yet that Pelosi or the Democrats do.
You mentioned a constitutional crisis. Constitutionally speaking, when would the White House be compelled to cooperate? Will it? Because the Constitution doesn't get too specific on how impeachment works.
Right. The good news and the bad news about impeachment is that there is very little precedent, and that's bad news if you want to conduct an impeachment trial, because there really aren't any ground rules. It's good news because normally throughout American history, the president and Congress, even in the worst of times, managed to get along. It's only when you have a crisis of this kind where the rules kind of go out the window and you're making them up as you go along. So if the president and the Congress refuse to cooperate, if Congress initiates a bona fide criminal inquiry, perhaps they could get the courts involved. But the fact is, throughout history, the court has also been divided on this. On the one hand, they have said Congress has to set forth rules by which it conducts inquiries. Congress has also ignored that a little bit throughout its history. The court can't make Congress do anything, nor can it make the president do anything. The court has said that the president has a certain amount of discretionary power, not immunity, but really discretion. And in any assertion by the president that he or she would have, immunity from inquiry or whatnot, they really have to make a case. But in the end, the court can't force either branch to do anything. And right now you have such partisan division in Washington and really powerful divisions that I don't see how the court could sort of roll in and play referee or peacemaker at this point, because it can't force one branch or the other to do anything that the branch doesn't want to do. So this is really a potential crisis.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We're talking to Mark Rush, professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee. So when Clinton impeachment inquiry opened in back in 1998, there was bipartisan agreement that the rules would be based on the 1974 impeachment investigation into President Nixon. That was also a bipartisan investigation. There's nothing bipartisan about this. So are we in uncharted waters?
I think so, because forgetting the Constitution or what constraints it may or may not place on this at the moment, as a purely strategic matter, an impeachment inquiry must be bipartisan. Otherwise, it will smack of partisanship, and especially if it's one party in the Congress attacking the other party in the White House, it'll smack of partisanship. It actually gives the White House the upper hand, I think, because the president can say this is nothing but a partisan inquiry. You know, Congress needs to be able to defend against that. If it is perceived as simply proceeding upon partisan lines, it completely undermines, I think, the case for impeachment. So it's important. This is a test of Pelosi's leadership. If the case for impeachment is that strong, she ought to be able to get some Republicans on board to call the vote. And that's really, I mean, Trump, ironically, has played a stronger hand, I think, overnight by saying, good, go call the vote. Because if it is simply a partisan vote, it will not strengthen the Democrats' hand. It'll weaken it.
Enough moderate Republicans in the House that the vote might go in the Democrats' favor?
Let's see. yeah. You know, I think it depends on the assembly of the evidence. And if those, I think also if those moderates begin to worry about reelection next year. So it's a combination of how clear is the impeachable offense? And honestly, I can't tell you that. Let's see what the evidence is. But if there does seem to be a clear impeachable, or at least a clear impeachment-worthy event to investigate, then maybe some Republicans will swing over just simply to say, okay, this is Congress. If we want to proceed along these lines, let's at least have a vote and see what's going on. But again, it's high-risk politics from both sides because there's no outpouring of real curiosity yet on the Republican side. It seems to be building. Let's see. But again, this is going to proceed chaotically and slowly, I think. So we'll just have to ride it out and see what the Republicans do.
Mark, before we let you go, let's shift to public opinion very quickly. A lot of polls are showing now that a majority are supporting impeachment. Why do you think things are moving in that direction, and what do you make of the polls going that far?
Right. Even Fox came out with one overnight saying, I think it's a bare majority, but it is a 51% majority saying they think the impeachment inquiry should proceed. Not all of those folks think that the president should be removed, but the procedure should proceed. Honestly, let's see if the polls endure for another week. This is an era, and we know this about virtually every poll. There's so much polling going on right now, as a matter of, process and elections and whatnot, that a minor swing overnight for a couple of days is meaningless. I think if you come back in a week, if those polls are still strong, then you've got a reason perhaps to take them more seriously. So that's not to dismiss them. It's just let's look at how they endure the news cycle. And if they're still strong in a week, as I said, then maybe there's something going on that suggests the public opinion really has turned.
Okay. Thank you for the insight. Great stuff. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
That's Mark Rush, professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.